Ron Cook joins us here on The Fan. Ron, Jody Mack and Gary Myers here in New York. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, guys. Looking forward to it.
How's the weather down in Jacksonville, Ronnie?
Well, you know what, Gary? This is what I think of you. I left the pool to come up to my room
Wow.
to do this. So I scored some points with you.
You know, I was on Ron's radio show in Pittsburgh yesterday, and every time he has me on his show, we always talk about the first time we met. It was 1984, right? And Pittsburgh.
35 years ago. I haven't aged. You have, but
no,
there's no
doubt about that. That's because I worked in New York and you've worked in Pittsburgh, so it's a little. But he was covering the Pittsburgh Maulers of the USFL. And Glenn Carano, who was the Cowboys' third-string quarterback but still a big name in Dallas, signed with the Maulers. So I went to Melbourne, Florida, right, Ron?
Yep, that's Melbourne, where it was.
And I don't remember who the coach was. I'm sure you'll remember.
Joe Pendry was the coach.
That's right. And I went and did a story on Carano finally having a chance to be a starting quarterback, and Cookie was there chronicling his every move.
Is he the one whose daughter got into MMA?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
His family owns a casino in Reno.
No, they own
millions.
They own
millions.
They own multiple casinos. In fact, one of his former teammates told me the other day that Carano's family basically owns Reno.
Nice. Good for the Caranos. What the hell was he doing in Melbourne, Florida? All right, let's
get back. They can use some of that money to pay Le'Veon Bell.
Wherever he's going to land, I shouldn't say this. What's the chance of them ever rekindling in Pittsburgh? Gary just mentioned he can be transitioned. It's going to be an astronomical number. It's highly unlikely, but it's not a 0% possibility. Or is it? Is there no chance he could ever possibly play for Pittsburgh?
Well, I mean, I never would say no chance to anything, but I think they've had enough. They're ready to move on. I don't know that they'll transition him. They might take a third-round pick in 2020 if he leaves. As a free agent, they could put the transition on him and then trade him to the team that signs him if they want. I think the chances are slim and none of him playing in Pittsburgh again. He alienated a lot of his teammates. I've never seen the fans hate a star player as much as he's despised in Pittsburgh. Now, it helps that the team's 6-2-1, and his replacement, James Conner, is a legitimate NFL MVP candidate. He's been that good. So it's basically Le'Veon, who, see ya, don't let the door hit you here.
Ron, what do you think the Steelers' game plan is here? Do you think they'll transition him? Because they can't get if they transition him, they cannot get a compensatory pick. If they don't transition him, they can, but they have the opportunity to match and trade, I think, if they do it all on the same day, so there won't be a hit on the signing bonus on their cap. Do you think they're going to try to get something out of this, or do you think when it comes right down to it, they'll just let him leave?
I think they've had enough, Gary, to tell you the truth. I really do. His teammates feel like he misled them. They thought he was going to come in opening day and Labor Day Monday before the first game, and that's when his offensive linemen just buried him. I mean, David DeCastro was quoted as saying, stay away the whole year. Well, he took him up on that advice, actually. Pouncey, the leader of the team, one of the leaders of the team, basically said, you know, we're going to go with who we have. We don't care if he comes back. And they haven't said much about him ever since then. And even Ben has said, I'll talk about guys who are here. I don't want to talk about guys who aren't. And it certainly helps that Connor has done well. He's a Pittsburgh kid. His story is well known. You know, he had a major knee surgery at Pitt after he was ACC Player of the Year. Then he had cancer. He beat that. He's kind of a hero-type sports figure in Pittsburgh to begin with, and now he's like the leading rusher in the AFC. So the fans here are just adore him, and his teammates adore him. Ben talks all the time about he's selfless, he has no ego, he's humble, and that's kind of just the opposite of Le'Veon, the way this is playing out.
And the funny thing about it is he's the guy who Le'Veon stayed most in touch with, right? That he kept texting him when he was doing well and way to go and the like, and he's basically helping to push Le'Veon out the door.
I don't know if they actually talked, but Connor did say they texted. He always said, hey, nice run or nice game or something like that. Nobody else. I mean, Roethlisberger does his show with us, and he said he's never talked to him. He said he texted him the day of the deadline, I guess Tuesday, and said, I hope you come in, but if you don't, best of luck to you. Now he's gone. And, I mean, I think there's sort of a sense of relief in that locker room. I think it was Cam Hayward, who's one of the captains, said, it gets old when you got to answer questions for somebody else. He should be answering these himself. So I think there's a sense of relief. Now, if Connor goes down and gets hurt, they might wish Le'Veon was still around.
Ron, what kind of guy is Le'Veon Bell? Was it clear to you over the last few years that he was really a man of his convictions and was hard-headed enough and stubborn enough to leave $14.5 million on the table so he didn't risk injury? Or did this thing kind of catch you by surprise?
Well, I don't know if it is a man of his convictions, because I think he's changed his mind about six times.
Oh, okay.
He actually came to Pittsburgh last week. He was somebody caught a video of him playing pickup basketball. Can you imagine that with the money at stake? He's playing pickup basketball at an L.A. Fitness. No one knows why he came back, why he changed his mind. There's some speculation that the agent finally realized they couldn't tag him again as a franchise, because we'd have to pay him about $25 million, and they knew they weren't going to do that. He doesn't need this year of service time that we all thought going into it. So I think he's changed his mind a number of times. And I was just told, today, as a matter of fact, that he was really hurt by his teammates speaking out against him, and that was a part of it. So I don't know. Gary, you're the expert of the NFL. Do you think he'll make this up? Some have said yes. Some have said no.
Considering the position that he plays and NFL teams kind of backing off on making major financial commitments to running backs, I don't know how he's going to make up $14.5 million. I really don't. Todd Gurley is kind of set the standard now, and he averages $14.5 million. So unless he gets a big bump over that, I don't know how over the rest of his career he can make up that money, Ron.
Well, the whole thing that here, it was guaranteed money with him. The
right.
Steelers don't guarantee a lot of money. They offered him 5 years, $70 million, but I don't think very much of it was guaranteed. And then right before the opening game, Gurley signed, and he gets $45 million guaranteed. And I think Le'Veon goes, you got to be kidding me. He's getting that guarantee. You're not going to guarantee me anything. So I think he's looking in terms of guaranteed as much as what the yearly average salary is. I never thought it would play out like this. I never thought anyone would walk away from that kind of money. He's always been a good teammate here, although he's had some injury problems and some suspension problems. So, whenever he's played, he's wanted the ball. I think he's touched it 400 times last year. So, I mean, I always thought he was a good teammate. His teammates say he was a good teammate. Now he's going to be a good teammate somewhere else.
All right, Ronnie, last thing on the Steelers and their chances for the rest of the year. As you say, Le'Veon's absence has not been all that felt because Connor's played the way he has. Steelers defense has kicked it up the last couple of weeks. But you got Jacksonville tomorrow, which should be a win, but as soon as we say that in the NFL, you know what happens. But I'll give them a win. Last six games are no day at the beach. At Denver, home Chargers, at Oakland, home New England, at New Orleans and Cincinnati. There's no easy givens, easy pickings there. How many wins can this Steeler team get?
Well, first of all, you talk about Jacksonville tomorrow. Everyone in Pittsburgh thought they were going to beat them in the playoffs last January. You know how that turned out. So I don't think they're going to take them for granted. This is as good as I've seen Ben Roethlisberger play. I mean, he was just his last game against Carolina was perfect, 158.3 passer rating. Just so sharp, so on top of the offense. And as you said, the defense has improved. I did a column for tomorrow's paper. I look back. The first four games, they went 1-2-1, and the defense gave up 420 yards a game. The last five, they're 5-0. The defense has given up 270 yards
wow.
a game. It's a 150-yard improvement, which is, to me, is just an unbelievable improvement. They seem like they're getting used to each other. They're still weak at one of the cornerbacks. But I don't think the defense, we always thought Roethlisberger had to put up 40 points to win. I don't think he has to put up 40 now. Maybe 30, but I don't know about 40. The defense is better, and Ben's just playing out of his mind.
The last question is the most important. When you go back to the pool now, is there somebody walking around taking your drink order, or do you actually have to get up and get it yourself?
Well, you know what? That's funny. I got a six-pack here. I'm putting it on ice and taking it down in a bag, and I got a nice book to read, Gary. If you'd have got me your book in time, I'd have had that at the
post. Oh, shot on goal,
score. All the ladies could have seen me reading a bestseller on the Cowboy.
Right, Ron. Good job, Ron, and have a cold one on us. We appreciate you coming on with us.
Hey,
thanks,
guys,
bud.
Thanks for having me, man.
Take care,
Gary,
Cookie.
Talk to you later, man.
Bye-bye. Ron Cook, columnist for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette and host of Cook and Pony.